The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Friday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again. We're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. Here's what's coming up on our First Watch menu, brought to you by First Watch. Reminder, First Watch serves its entire menu 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. So if you want million-dollar bacon for lunch, have at it. How about avocado toast for breakfast? Hey, it's your life. First Watch says go for it. Come visit First Watch at a restaurant near you in Metro Atlanta, including their newest location in East Cobb on Johnson Ferry Road. It's complete with an outdoor patio and an indoor brunch bar. You can order online at firstwatch.com. The Braves are back at it tonight, and their schedule ramps up, which will include a home test against the stinking Mets. Plus, I think this number has to be 66% for the Falcons to succeed this season. And a former Braves fan favorite had to choose between family and money. And I think he's paying the price for it now. We'll cover all of that and more coming up in a moment. But now that it's the weekend upon us and you're going to be getting together with friends and family, whether it's going to be at the pool, on the back deck, having dinner together, you know it's a time to bring in one of Atlanta's great brands. I told you about Old Fort Distillery and the fact that they are back and better than ever in 2023. And you want to enjoy one of the great products that Old Fort has in store for you. Old Fort Distillery is all about Atlanta. We're talking Atlanta-made vodka, Atlanta-made gin, and Atlanta-aged bourbon. So if you're watching a game, getting together with friends and family for dinner, or just want to enjoy one of their fine spirits, you can do it with Old Fort Distillery. Back to their roots, using original recipes that Old Fort was originally founded on. New owners, same brand, better products. Find Old Fort brands available at most Atlanta retail locations or online at o4d.com. Old Fort is Atlanta's first distillery since Prohibition. Fine Southern Spirits established in 2014. After a day off, the Braves return tonight. They're in Arizona against the Red Hot Diamondbacks to begin a three-game series. Arizona is now tied for first place in the NL West with the Dodgers. Arizona now 34-23, so the Braves will be challenged not just in this series, but over the next couple of series. The Braves open up play with a 3.5-game lead over the Mets, who just swept the Phillies. Braves will send Charlie Morton to the mound tonight against Merrill Kelly. That's a 9:40 first pitch. Tomorrow, the Braves send Spencer Strider. And then Sunday afternoon in the series finale, it'll be Michael Soroka. And I know for Braves fans, seeing Strider and Soroka going on back-to-back days will bring a smile to the face of a lot of folks who have been waiting for that. Now I want you to imagine another 4 to 6 weeks when Max Fried returns, assuming there are no setbacks, and you could have a Fried, Strider, Soroka in a back-to-back-to-back scenario, which I know Braves fans will love. So this series in Arizona for the Braves, then they return to Atlanta, and after a day off, the New York Metropolitans come calling for the Braves. So all of a sudden, things continue to ramp up. After an Arizona series, you'll play the Mets, who have closed the gap a little in the NL East. Things do, after that, take a little bit of a turn. The Braves get the Nats in Atlanta coming up over the weekend. Then they'll play the Tigers, who are still in kind of that rebuild mode before welcoming the Rockies back into Atlanta. But these next couple of series will test the Braves to see where they are as they head to Arizona and then see the Mets in Atlanta. Before we talk about the number 66 and why I think it has to be the minimum for the Falcons, I'll remind you we are brought to you by Tribute Wines. Summer is here. Temps are rising. We're going to look up and all of a sudden it'll be 85 and 90 degrees. And you're going to want to pair summer with a great glass of wine. In this case, I would tell you about Tribute Wines and their Sauvignon Blanc. What do you think about with summer? How about bold notes of citrus, grapefruit, pineapple? Well, that introduces the Sauvignon Blanc from Tribute Wines. Did that get your mouth watering? Well, I hope it does. If you want to pair summer with a great wine, it should be the Sauvignon Blanc, which was featured in Wine Enthusiast Top 100 Wines of 2022, and it ranked in the top 25 of super premium Sauvignon Blanc sales. There's a reason. Tribute Wines combines incredible taste, great flavor, with incredible value, right? We've all stopped by our store to pick up a bottle of wine, and your eye pops out of your socket looking at the price. Well, the Tribute Wines, you don't have to worry about that. You're not paying $100, $150, $200 for a bottle of wine. You're going to get the great value with the great taste. Check them out for yourself at your nearby retail location in Atlanta. See the Sauvignon Blanc and all the Tribute Wines available at most fine Atlanta retailers. The Tribute Wines, bold flavors, strong bonds. So I told you the number 66%. Well, with all the talk about Desmond Ridder being the unknown for the Falcons with all the things they've done to improve the roster, I'm a big believer in completion percentage being as important as any number in the NFL. You can make a middle-of-the-road NFL quarterback a little better with easier throws, scheming stuff open. I always said Kyle Shanahan was the best at that. I think Arthur Smith can be good at it, too. I think Desmond Ridder needs to complete 66% of his passes for the Falcons to take the proper steps forward and win 9 or 10 games. If you look around the league, your best passers on playoff teams, well, they're inching towards 70%. And I wouldn't say Desmond Ridder needs to be there yet, but let's be clear, accuracy issues were part of the reason Desmond Ridder went in the third round as opposed to being a first-round quarterback. The accuracy issues were there at Cincinnati, and they showed up even in the four-game sample size that Desmond played for the Falcons a year ago. Ridder completed just 63.5% of his passes, but he also had an 18.2% bad throw rate, according to Pro Football Reference. This is where I remind you why the Falcons went out and found the specific type of targets that Desmond Ridder is going to be throwing to. Big guys, large catch radiuses, 6'5" Drake London, 6'6" Kyle Pitts. They brought in a free agent like Matt Collins. They traded for 6'3" Jonnu Smith. That is the profile of what they want. If the ball isn't perfectly placed, well, we need a big receiver who can go up and get it. That will limit some of the misses, but it also doesn't take away from the bad throw percentage. The NFL is about a couple of things. Can you throw a receiver open in a small window? Can your mechanics be good enough to help you avoid the bad throw? And we saw a lot of that with Marcus Mariota a year ago. So the reason I bring up 66% for Desmond Ridder, which you'd think, well, he was 63.5% last year. That's a small jump. Yes and no. It's bigger than you think, and here's what I mean. Here are the playoff quarterbacks in the NFC a year ago and their completion percentages. Jalen Hurts completed 66.5% of his passes. Kirk Cousins, 66%. Tom Brady and Brock Purdy, 67%. Daniel Jones, 67%. And Geno Smith in Seattle, 70%. Now, the reason these numbers can be so high, the NFL gets played in a phone booth a lot of times. As much as we think of the deep ball and playing wide open, a lot of NFL passing games are within 5 and 8 yards of the line of scrimmage. A lot of dump-offs underneath, a lot of yards after the catch. And I think the Falcons will end up doing some of those things with London, with Pitts, with Bijan, certainly Jonnu Smith, Matt Collins, and those pieces. But when you do start finding the zones down the field and you're trying to throw a receiver open, Dez has to improve those type of things where he's just got to let it rip. But as he talked about last week at OTAs, with better footwork and better mechanics, 66%, I think, is the number you have to circle if the Falcons are going to be a 9 or 10 win team and push for the postseason. All right, I want to talk about a Braves fan favorite who had to make a choice between family and money. And I wonder if he's regretting that today. We'll talk about it in a moment. First, I'll remind you we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. I'm so excited as we turn the calendar to June. We have a ton of great trips that you can search for. If you're looking for great summer, fall, winter travel, and you want to combine a vacation with a chance to go to games, go to atlsportstrips.com. On the homepage at that website, go to the bottom of the screen, you'll scroll over and see a full menu of trips, like Atlanta's hometown baseball team headed to Chicago to see the Cubs August 4th, 5th, and 6th. And that trip is filling up quickly, and it will sell out. I always tell you, the earlier you book, the better options you guys will get on game tickets, hotel options and upgrades, premium access, all the things you want. So you can book that trip that includes game tickets on Saturday to see Atlanta's hometown team against the Cubs, a meet and greet Saturday night with Jeff Francoeur at the Hyatt Regency that's going to be awesome, a Saturday morning VIP private exclusive tour of Wrigley Field. As I told you, we're staying at the Hyatt Regency. Game option tickets for Sunday. It's going to be great. We've already got folks booking for our trip to Nashville to see the Dogs and Vandy. It's starting to fill up for our trip to see the Dogs in Knoxville against Tennessee. And folks are starting to book already to see the Dirty Birds in New York, when it's going to be the holiday time against the Jets on December 3rd. You can reserve your spot on any of these trips with just a $99 deposit at atlsportstrips.com. Now, we're only, 55, 60 games into the season for most teams, so there's still a lot left to be written for this baseball season. But I'll guarantee you this, there's a very frustrated shortstop in Chicago by the name of Dansby Swanson, who did not sign up for this, or at least he said publicly he wasn't signing up for this. If you take a look at the National League standings, you'll notice the Cubs are in last place in the NL Central. They have the fourth worst record in Major League Baseball. They're 24-31. That puts them in the discussion with teams like Colorado and Washington for some of the bottom feeders in the NL. Now, Dansby is the highest paid player on the Cubs, which is good for him, probably not great for the Cubs. And this is nothing against Dansby. I'm a big Dansby Swanson fan. I always have been. But this goes back to the offseason when I was pretty clear I didn't think Dansby was even on the radar for the Braves to bring back. Not at the price point that the shortstops were going for. And again, it's nothing against Dansby. I think he's a fine player. I've always said, though, I don't think you can win at a high level when Dansby Swanson is supposed to be your best player. And if you equate your highest paid player with your best player, that's a tough sell. Dansby right now, if I gave you his traditional numbers, is hitting .265, 5 home runs, 23 RBIs. He's got a .774 OPS. Again, he's a good player. But he's supposed to be your fourth or fifth, or sometimes your sixth best player. That's what he was for the Braves. When you looked up at a roster and had Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies and Austin Riley and now add Sean Murphy, and you know the list, that's where Dansby's supposed to fall in line after that. But the price point of the shortstops went nuts this offseason, and good for Dansby. He got a 7-year, $177 million deal. But at $25 million a year, think about how the Cubs are going to try to build now. If you're going to find three or four or five better players that you're going to have to pay like that, are you really going to have guys making $27 to $30 million at the top of your roster with Dansby as your fourth or fifth best player making $25? That leads to the old stars and scrubs roster. That is not something you want to do. Unless you're able to develop the hell out of your farm system and fill the other spots really well, which it's a possibility, but it's not a probability. This is not the life that Dansby signed up for, and it's only year one. He's got a long way to go with the Cubs. There is no doubt about it. But this is the pushback I'll give you guys on things like leadership, intangibles, even defense. Those are all important things, but that's not what teams pay for. You'd love to have them all together with a big-time offensive player, and now you've got a player who could be the best fit for somebody's team as the best player on the roster. Dansby, good player. I would never have paid Dansby like that. I think the Braves were smart to pivot. Did any of us see what's happened with Orlando Arcia? No. But I think Alex Anthopoulos believed his team was deep enough, talented enough, even if they didn't get a bunch of production from shortstop, to overcome the loss of Dansby Swanson. And so far, it's been right. We'll see if Dansby's numbers maybe improve as things go along there in Chicago. And again, I think they probably will. I just don't know what it's going to lead to long term. All right, if you guys would hit the subscribe button, that way you guarantee you get the pod waiting for you each and every day. Available on all of the podcast platforms, every single one, most notably Apple and Spotify. I will talk to you guys this afternoon at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We're back here Monday for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.